Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago officials are closing the city's landing zone today. This is where asylum seekers arrived and waited for an open bed at one of the city's migrant shelters. Now, the closing is part of a larger plan to end the new arrival mission. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports the landing zone near the Greektown neighborhood on the west side opened for migrants arriving in buses and planes, and it was the first stop for more than 46,000 migrants, mostly from Venezuela, who didn't have a place to stay. In recent months, most migrant shelters in the city also have closed. Six shelters are still open, and city officials said three of those will become part of the one shelter system. The remaining will close by the end of this year. The changes coincide with the departure of Brandy Canazzi, who helped spearhead the city's response to the migrant crisis. A Cook County commissioner is calling for support for Amazon workers who are on strike. Thousands of workers nationwide, including in North Suburban Skokie, have walked off the job. They want Amazon to recognize they have unionized and negotiate a contract. At a county board meeting today, Commissioner Josina Morita says they're almost all young people of color. Some are raising children, and the workers are on the lines in Skokie, Markham, and Joliet. The Teamsters Union is trying to negotiate a contract with Amazon for those employees. In a statement, Amazon told NPR the Teamsters are misrepresenting the strikes and participants are outsiders, not company employees. The Council on American-Islamic Relations in Chicago is joining two other chapters to sue the U.S. State Department. My colleague Adora Namigade reports CARE Chicago is suing alongside the group's New Jersey and Sacramento chapters. They say the government has failed to safely evacuate Palestinian American citizens from Gaza. Plaintiff Maryam El-Rayz says her parents are stuck there.
We reached the embassy in Jerusalem many times trying to evacuate my parents, but they kept not helping us.
The lawsuit's plaintiffs say they've tried all means outside the legal system for months to get their families out of Gaza. The State Department issued a statement saying it doesn't generally comment on litigation, but says it has consistently called for the protection of civilian life. About 60 violence intervention specialists will graduate today from the Metropolitan Peace Academy. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports many of the graduates come from troubled backgrounds, and now they're trained victim advocates, street outreach workers, and case managers. Director of Field Instruction Stephen Perkins says they'll use those skills to prevent violence from breaking out in their communities.
Many of them have not graduated, you know, in a formal graduation before in their life. And so for the first time, they're walking across the stage and they bring their family members and loved ones to see them and to celebrate them. So don't want to minimize just the importance of celebrating our men and women who are doing this work.
Perkins says this cohort will join over 500 graduates already working as violence interrupters around Chicago. And the Chicago Cubs and Sammy Sosa are mending fences after years apart. Sosa had long denied allegations of using performance-enhancing drugs. In a statement today, Sosa admitted to mistakes, and he apologized to Cubs fans and the organization. Cubs owner Tom Ricketts issued a statement saying Sosa is now invited to the 2025 Cubs convention in January, and he says the team and Sosa are ready to move forward together. Weather today, cloudy and breezy, some snow showers this afternoon, a high in the mid-30s, and then tonight, snow, drizzle, freezing rain, a wintry mix overall, a low in the upper 20s, and then Friday, cloudy and windy, some snow in the morning, and a high in the mid-30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.